Hey guys, make sure, can you hear yourself in the...
Yeah. Testing.
Can you hear yourself in the headphones?
No, I can't.
Okay. Well, wait, talk.
Hello.
Talk.
Hello.
Talk louder.
Hi.
Okay, yeah, you're good.
I'm good, okay.
Just keep one... You don't need the headphones. If you can't hear yourself, just take them off.
Okay.
Hey guys, we're here with the Road to Riches podcast. Today we are here with Jacob Tan. We're going to be interviewing him and really just talking about what's going on in the world like we do every day on the Road to Riches podcast. Oh, look who it is.
Oh, look who it is.
Yeah, move to a second. Okay.
Does the mic matter?
Which one I turned all of them on, so just grab a pair of headphones. All right. Okay, so we got our co-host here, Jackson Dietrich, and he is tuning in now. The headphones aren't working, so just put them on. Sit down and just talk.
Hello.
Just sit down and...
Okay.
We're here with the Road to Riches podcast with Brayden and Jackson. Wonderful. Okay, very good. Okay, so let me do the station ID. It is currently 11:28 WDOT time. Wonderful. Okay. 11:39. Wait, 11:31. Okay.
Speaking of time, which has to do with numbers, which has to do with math, have you done our math homework?
We don't have homework.
We had the bonus.
It's not due today, though.
It isn't?
I don't think so.
You sure?
Pretty sure.
I bet.
One sec. I'm just trying to see anything. PSA. PSA. Alright, so now I'm going to do a PSA on seatbelt safety, whippity-doo-dah. From 2011 to 2015, an estimated 343,000 children ages 8 to 14 were injured while traveling in passenger vehicles, and an additional 1,692 children were killed. A full 50% of those who died were unrestrained at the time of the crash. The seatbelt safety campaign pulls from the insight that as a parent, sometimes you have to let your kids have their way. But your kids' safety should never be up for negotiation. No matter how much they push back on the seatbelts being comfortable, unnecessary, for just a short drive, or any other excuses, the campaign utilizes the concept that life as a parent is full of compromises, but seatbelt safety for my children is not up for negotiation. Never give up until they buckle up. That is your PSA right there. Okay, and then we're going to read the decency disclaimer. Okay, I'm going to read the decency disclaimer. The program you are listening to may contain language or material that could be considered offensive. The views expressed are those of the DJ and not necessarily those of WDOT or other WDOT station members. We therefore advise you to carefully consider whether you or your children should listen. Okay, now we are ready to go into the podcast. How are we going? How are we doing, guys? How's your day going?
I'm feeling less and more stressed. It's going like a day, you know?
Jacob, I can't really hear you. We want to try a different mic.
Actually, I don't think I'm talking into the
mic. Oh, you're good. You're good. Now you're good. Yeah.
Okay.
Much better.
Yeah,
okay, guys.
Like
can you hear me, Jacob?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine.
Oh, you have headphones working?
Yep.
Okay.
Should I just go over there and see my headphones work?
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. It doesn't matter where you are. Yeah, that's perfect. Go over there. Okay. So, I just wanted to start off the day by seeing how your breaks were. How are your breaks, boys?
My break was pretty awesome and pretty cool, if I do say so myself.
What'd you do? What'd you get into?
Me? I caught up on sleep. I got really sick, but that was actually a good thing because that meant I could take a break from practice and training.
Yes.
Which I really needed.
I shot the put, if you know what I'm saying.
That sounds valid.
I did a lot of, I'd say I did a lot of weightlifting.
That's cool.
Just like a lot of training. Like I had a very healthy break. I went into cryotherapy. Yeah. I did cryotherapy.
Oh, yeah, I saw that on your
story. I did that. I did. I was just really, like, I tried to be really healthy until last night. I was, like, really unhealthy, but...
What does cryotherapy do?
How does that work? So, pretty much, cryotherapy, the idea of it is it just helps a lot with muscle recovery, and I work out, like, for... I try to work out for, like, an hour and a half to 2 hours a day in the gym lifting,
mm-hmm.
So because of that, I get very sore.
Yeah.
So it really helps. It really does. It stops, like, not stops, but it kind of like calms down the swelling, because pretty much what cold soreness is just swelling, you know. So if you go in the cold chamber, it's like helps the swelling, and it breaks down the soreness in a way. That's like,
so
the best,
like,
way to describe it.
It's like a reverse psychology sauna kind of thing.
Yes. Cool. I'd imagine a sauna wouldn't really help with your soreness.
Well, yeah, I would imagine soreness would, like...
But it probably, like, a sauna, I'd imagine, helps more, like...
I mean, I've never really gone in a sauna for that reason, but...
Yeah, like, I don't... Now that I think about it, I feel like you go in the sauna just to, like, sweat out... Like, you sweat things out, you know, like, toxins and stuff.
I've done it for, like, weight loss before.
Yeah, no, it's, like, weight loss, toxin. I feel like a cryotherapy, it's kind of like cutting versus bulking.
Yeah.
Like, cryotherapy is not really going to, like, make you lose weight. Like, if anything, it just, like, tightens your skin, makes you look better, makes you feel better. Mm-hmm. So, Jackson, how was your break?
Does it feel cold? Sorry.
Jackson, how was your break?
It was fun. I mean, like, kind of boring, so I can go see my family because my parents are sick.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Did you play a lot of video games?
Yeah, it was just me and my mom.
Okay. I feel that.
What games do you play?
No,
you play Valorant, because you got me to D-rank.
Oh, yeah, I tried, like,
Yeah, I'm never queuing with you again.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I tried boosting him in Valorant, but then, I lost.
Didn't twice. I think I outfragged you in one.
You never outfragged, because I
got... I know I did in the first half.
I just never tried that now. I got a chair for Christmas, though.
A chair?
I'm almost back.
What type of chair?
Herman Miller.
What type of chair did you get?
Herman Miller.
Oh, what?
Herman Miller.
What was that, gaming or?
It's more like an office chair.
Office chair, okay. Oh, it's a nice chair, I'm guessing?
It's like $700.
God. Wow. Okay, well, what do you guys been thinking about the news recently?
The news. I haven't looked at the news.
Oh.
I'm kind of out of touch.
Okay. Well, fun news, my artist Augie is having a concert on Friday.
Oh, word?
There will be music. I cannot say further than that.
Wait, when and where?
There will be a concert Friday at Heaven's Gate.
Heaven's Gate?
It's like a little venue in Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn?
Yes.
You said on Friday?
Yes, it'll be on Friday from 6 to 11.
Sick. Oh, man, 6. I train at 6.
No, but it's until 11, so it's like whenever.
Okay, yeah.
But,
6 p.m. or a.m.?
I'm assuming 6 p.m. o'clock at night until 11. Yeah. So, but if you need a ride, I can drive you. Okay. That sounds cool. But, so that should be quite cool.
Do I have to buy tickets?
It's like $10, I think.
Oh, cool.
But I'll get you tickets. Don't worry about it. So that's exciting. The over break, I did a lot of just, like, business stuff. I mean, honestly, Road to Riches, this is, like, meant to be a business podcast and, like, kind of, like, commentary. Okay. So, I guess, like, I could go into, like, the business side of things. So, when you have, like, a venue and, like, a concert, there's, like, kind of three things, like, monetarily wise that you think about. So, you have your ticket sales, right? You have your merch. And then you kind of have, like, your forward promotion, which is, like, getting more streams on Spotify. Because, like, there is something to be said that, like, if anyone that, like, comes to a concert, like, they're your quote-unquote, like, super fans. Like, they're the people that would, like, buy the merch, like, do stuff like that. Yeah. So, it's, like, a really good opportunity to get your streams up, sell merch, and, you know, obviously get a percentage of ticket sales. Mm-hmm. But honestly, like, merch is the biggest moneymaker.
Word. I don't understand super fans. Like, how can you, like, dedicate so much time into, like, one person?
Yeah.
Like, where's the selfishness?
No. Unless it's Ryan Reynolds, then, like, that makes sense.
No, yeah. Ryan Reynolds is completely understandable.
Yeah, he's a very handsome man.
He is a very handsome man.
I have to second that opinion. Like Jackson. Alright, so my thoughts are... Oh, I have a big announcement. I have a very big announcement. Mm-hmm. I might be in a movie in June.
Oh, word? That's cool.
Yes.
What movie?
We're thinking about... So this documentary, like, production place wants to do a movie on my artist. So it would be focused on, like, them and me and my dad.
That's cool.
So we're thinking about doing that, but...
Didn't you also start, like, making your own music, too?
Yeah, so I have my own music, so it'd also be about that and my two artists.
That's nice. You have two?
Yeah, I have two artists, and I'm hoping to drop a single at the end of the month.
Wait, how's like the contracted? Are you like a producer now? Or?
So the way I look at it is like, yeah, I guess I can say this. It's fine. This is kind of like private information, but I can.
Oh yeah, if you don't feel comfortable sharing, you don't have
to. Look, I can say this.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of contract, I am looked at as I'm a manager. From a music perspective, I can like I write songs and do stuff like that, but like in terms of producing or mixing and engineering, that's not my like strong suit.
I see.
I like dabble a little bit, but that's not like my strong suit.
So you're kind of like Augie's manager, basically.
Yeah. So no, I'm 100%. I'm Augie's manager. I'm this female artist named 80's manager, and we also my music for like Bay Baker, which is my stage name, like that. I own my own catalog because it's under Blacker Records.
That's cool.
But we're just a full house. Like we can do everything. Like manage you, get your streams up, get you performing at like some small venues. We're like a startup agency where pretty much we can bring you from like 0 monthly listeners to like 10K. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's pretty impressive in like this day and age because it's pretty hard to like blow up on Spotify. So like we can kind of do that. But the thing is, we're very selective with who we like want to work with.
Mm.
So like right now we only have two artists. We probably could have like 5 artists, but it just makes sense. Like focus on two artists and just like, make them massive. Augie is going to hit, I mean, by the end of this month, he's going to have 10,000 monthly listeners.
Honestly,
he's about
really like his stuff.
He's about 8,000 monthly listeners right now.
Is he dropping anytime soon?
Yeah, he's dropping a big, like a really big single at the end of, on the 24th of this month.
Wow.
It's just like putting in a lot of work. I've been like, so like you have to look at promotion in like two ways. So we work with a promotion company for his music,
mm-hmm.
called Boost Collective. And I'm actually very good. I've become good friends with the CEO of the company, Boost Collective.
That's really nice.
So we work with them. I talk with them multiple times a week. So they run like the promotion aspect of it, like the playlisting and like getting it like all around Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I mean, you don't even know this, but like Augie's on like 5,000 playlists.
I know he's on mine.
Yeah. Like, I mean, he is like, he's gotten like 10,000 streams this week. Like he hit 100K, he hit 100K lifetime streams on last Saturday. I think two of his songs hit 10K from the album today.
Yeah.
It's just doing really well. I mean, to think about it, like he dropped his album last month. It's having significant growth. The single that he drops this month, we're predicting like maybe 100K streams.
Really?
Which is just, that would be massive. And then like we're just trying to, our goal is to get it on Pop Rising, like get it on like one of the big Spotify playlists.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Because that would be really sick. But yeah, you know, it's just a lot of hard work and consistency and just knowing that like not every day you're gonna like get like some crazy achievement, but you just have to understand that like it's a long path to be at the top.
Oh yeah.
And that like, I mean, look,
I say that applies to most things.
100%. Like we started working with Augie when he could barely get like, let's say 2,000 monthly listeners, and now
he's at like 7,000. He's almost at 8,000 right now.
Yeah, like he'll be at 10,000 by the end of the month, because it's just a gradual increase.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
it's exponential growth.
Yeah, no, it really is. Like it really, really is. I mean, if you look at his popular songs right now, I mean, two of them are gonna hit 10,000 by the end of the day. So that's kind of cool, because it's all tracked. So like, well, at least Gray Sweater will, because it gets an average of 500 streams a day.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Yeah, but my favorite thing to do is, so you can go in there, because I'm the admin, obviously, on the Spotify accounts, because I'm the manager, so I have admin and do all the stuff like that, campaigns, whatever it is.
Right.
So I like going on there. I'll go on at like 10 o'clock at night, and I'll see like, it'll say like 20 people are listening to Augie right now. You know what I mean? Like, that's just so sick. Like,
oh, yeah.
I can go into Spotify at any time, and it'll tell me how many people are listening to him and, like, what songs they're listening to. And what's funny is the song Gray Sweater, we thought... So if you look on his popular songs, are you on his Spotify?
Yeah, I'm on Spotify.
Okay, so if you look at his popular songs, We thought Highway was going to be, like, crazier than anything else. Mm-hmm. And then, like, Gray Sweater just came out of nowhere and just, like, took number one.
Yeah.
So it's like Gray Sweater was not meant to be the hit. I mean, the hit is not even on the top five.
No, yeah.
The song that was meant to be the hit is Sorta Kinda.
Sorta Kinda, yeah.
Which I can play because I own the copyright. Yeah. I'll play it. So this is the song we meant to be the hit. Mm-hmm. So that was meant to be the hit.
Yeah, and then it was what, Gray Sweater?
Yeah, so that's what we thought was going to be the hit. Mm-hmm. Then this is like what we really thought. Like, we thought this was automatic because the guy who's in it. So that's Highway, and we thought that was going to go crazy because it has Jufu on it. Who made, have you ever heard the song, Who Are You? I am you.
I might have.
Who are you? Yes, sir, I am you. The sky is blue. I got two bust downs, diamonds blue.
No, I'm not sure if I have.
I'll play it. So it's like a massive TikTok song. It has like 20 million streams.
Oh yeah.
And because of that, so he's on the track, so we thought that song was gonna blow up.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, Gray Sweater just ended up coming in and just like everyone liked it.
Yeah.
So that, I mean, it's cool to see stuff like that because like there was no TikTok promotion behind it. It was just like naturally people just liked it more. Like it was just like people, like, we put it on Spotify and we just let the people pick what they like, you know, like that's what's really so sick cool. about this.
Yeah.
And then 80, if you can look her up. So look, I have this big idea and I think like the bigger you think, the better things turn out.
Mm-hmm.
So you know why Marvel's so successful?
Marvel.
Like the Marvel Cinematic Studios. Universe. Yeah, like all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The reason they're so successful is because they get you addicted to one character and then they bring in other characters in that, like they bring in other characters with that character you already like.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm doing that, the same thing that's happening there, I'm doing that with my artists.
Right.
Because I have Augie, I'm going to get Augie to 10,000 monthly listeners, and then I'm bringing in 80. 80's my other artist.
Mm-hmm.
So this month, we're dropping a music video for Augie. We actually have 3 music videos right now we could drop for Augie.
Oh, really?
We have 2 of them done. Like, done. We need to finish one more.
But music videos is in, like...
Music videos is in shot in LA, edited... Oh. Rented cars, scenes, like stuff like that, like that's real, really cool. Like music videos, you know. We just have to finish the last one.
Yeah.
But we're doing his show Friday. Then we're dropping, we're figuring out the exact way we're going to drop the song Reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to do the rollout for that. And then we drop the song on Spotify. That should go crazy. And then next month we're dropping a song with both of my artists on it.
Really?
Yeah, it's going to be called Blah Blah Blah.
That sounds cool.
I could leak a soundbite.
Nah, I don't.
Let's see if I got it. This is a song Augie made recently that I like. This probably won't come out though. That's a little soundbite, and then I have another song the song might come out, but there's a chance that it won't, so I'll just play a little soundbite, so that's fine to play. This is a banger.
Yeah.
This is a new song by Augie.
Yeah. Is this that single that's coming out soon?
No. It's a banger.
Really invested in the music industry now. Is this like what you plan to do?
Yeah, I mean, I think that. No, I am. We just got like our own studio inside of a bigger studio.
Right.
So we have like a little space to record in there. Official Black Records, New York City office. And we're making a lot of moves. I think this is the year of Black Records. I really do. And I honestly want to bring everyone up with me. Like we have two college kids that we just hired.
Yeah.
That are working for us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God! Did the computer just crash? Nothing. We're good. I'm bringing everyone up. It's gonna be a big year. I'm really excited. I just want to give back. And I just want to help like as many college kids that want to like work in the music industry. I want to bring them in. You know, so I'm here to like bring people in. You know, I don't need to be at the top by myself. Like, money's plentiful, luck is plentiful, music is plentiful. Like, I want everyone to hear Augie's music, 80s music, my music, like. It's good stuff, you know, and we all work really hard to make the music, so we just want everyone to hear it and everyone to listen, and hopefully everyone to like it, and if they don't like it, then it's like, that's all cool, you know? Like not everyone's gonna like your music, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But,
philanthropist.
Yeah, no, I just want to bring everyone up, because I feel like money's plentiful and everything, like, everything's abundant, you know? Like, I don't need to have $100 million, I don't need to have, like, $100,000, I just need to be, like, comfortable, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, well, let's end on that.
All right,
Barakatara and I.